Most people get in the car without giving a second thought to what's in the fuel tank. It's not until they're at the pump that most drivers think about the fuel going in their tank. In Minnesota, drivers who fill up are getting the latest alternative fuel. Stations in that state are now required to sell a diesel blend that has 2% biodiesel in it. Wisconsin is considering something similar to increase ethanol use, but does not have any such plans yet for biodiesel. One reason may be lack of in-state production. Animax Energy Services wants to change that. Tax credits for biodiesel production and use are now available, so is better technology. Unlike other biodiesel plants, which rely mainly on soybean oil, the new plant being built in the Dane County community of DeForest can convert and combine a wide range of fuel sources.
That's really one of the main things that we were waiting for, was to have that technological ability to do that.
That's Animax President Mike Lagenhorst. The Green Bay company owns rendering operations, so has a ready source of animal fat. It also recycles restaurant grease on location where the biodiesel plant's going up. Soybean will also be used, and growers hope to sell some of their crop for fuel. Jamie Durr is on the Soybean Marketing Board. He says most of Wisconsin's soybean crop now goes for cattle feed.
It's a protein source. Funny enough, the oil has always kind of been a byproduct, and for a while there was a matter of finding a good use for it, and that's kind of where this started from.
State Ag Secretary Rod Neil-Sestoon helped create Wisconsin's corn and soybean marketing boards. Both promote crops that can be used in alternative fuel.
It's been a long road, but we're getting there and we're accelerating.
Proponents of biodiesel say it burns cleaner than traditional diesel. The new DeForest plant will produce 20 million gallons of biodiesel annually, engine fuel that will be grown in the Midwest, not shipped from the Mideast. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.